Hello, and welcome to the Herald Journal's audio studio. I am digital editor Gabe Wisnett, joined today by executive editor Michael Smith.
Hey.
And, this is the first time the two of us have been together in the audio studio, so, first time running through this. The reason why we are in here today to introduce and to talk about a new initiative that we are rolling out. It'll be something that you will see online Wednesday, June 20th, and it'll be in the paper in Wednesday, June 20th edition to let you know exactly what we're doing. Long story short, the name of what we are rolling out is called the Upstate Lowdown. It is an initiative to get the readers, you guys and gals, more involved in what we do in the reporting process. And I think it's interesting, and I'll let Mike talk a little bit about it. Mike has been here for 35 years, and this is kind of a one-of-a-kind thing. Mike, can you tell everybody how this came about and really, you know, what got this going for the Herald Journal?
Well, over the decades, Gabe, we've had a lot of readers suggest stories, give us news tips, call and ask us, hey, why is this happening or why isn't this happening? And some of those lead to some of our best stories.
Right.
And we wanted to encourage that more. And so we've teamed with a vendor called Harkin, which has a platform that enables us to do this online. And people can go Upstate. They can go to Upstate Lowdown, and they can just ask a question, something they're wondering, something they're concerned about, something that just piques their interest.
Right.
You know, why is this road not getting fixed? Why is the city council doing this? Any of these kind of things, or even just, I saw a statue of this guy. Who was that? Ask any of those questions. Some of them we can just reply back quickly with just a brief story and let you know. Some of them we're going to have to investigate and look at long term. But we wanted to give people a way to ask their questions and to have the newspaper respond. And for some of those that are going to involve more reporting, we're going to go back to the question writer and ask that person, hey, do you want to join us in the reporting? You know, we're going to go out and talk to this person and investigate this situation. Would you want to go with us and help answer that question? So we're really looking to involve the readers in not just developing story ideas, but helping us report them and being involved in the news process as well.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, to me, you know, one of the more unique aspects of this is that, you know, there is a chance for the question asker or whatever the case may be to be involved in the process. And I think that, again, it's a unique opportunity for readers to get involved, not just in sending us an email, you know, not just in giving us a phone call, but, you know, to genuinely and realistically be involved in the process.
Yeah, we are not really pioneers in this. This has been done at other papers, and the vendor that we're teaming with, Harkin, has had a lot of success with it at other papers. And sometimes it leads to big investigative stories. Sometimes it's just asking what people want to know that they don't know, which is, you know, what happens to everything that I flush down the toilet? That was actually a question that got asked at another paper. But, you and I were talking about it and wanted to put a sample question on the page that we're putting up on Go Upstate. And my idea for the sample question is, why does Heron Circle have an A in it?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people may not know that, and they might wonder that. And spoiler alert, the reason is because Heron Circle was named after a person, Charles O. Heron, who's actually a former publisher of the Herald Journal.
Okay.
And not the bird, which doesn't have the A in it.
That's true.
But those are the kinds of, you might call them silly questions, but those kind of questions we can answer and we can give people quick answers to. But other more important issues that people may be aware of that we're not aware of that we would like to be able to give people answers to.
Yeah, and that is you know, definitely what it's all about is, you know, we don't know every pothole in every street in this county, and you may, and especially you're going to know on your roads and the roads that you travel, and you may have questions about when those things are getting fixed or when a street sign might go up or when a stoplight might go up here or there, and those are certainly things that we want to inform the community about, and you guys have the opportunity to reach out to us. You know, and another thing that makes this interesting in this era of journalism is the notion of social media. You know, we have a growing Facebook audience. We have a strong Twitter following, an Instagram following. And, you know, we have more ways to reach you guys as readers than ever. But I still think there's maybe a hesitancy to ask questions. This gives everybody a chance to dive in and ask questions behind a platform, of course, but to know that you're getting something straight to us.
Yeah. You know, longtime Herald Journal readers will remember the stroller column. And the stroller was kind of did this at the time. People would write in and ask the stroller about issues or about questions they would have. And the stroller would try to find answers for them and report back to them. So this is, in a way, it's returning to our roots.
Sure.
With a digital flavor.
Yeah, and like I said, look for that online on Wednesday, June 20th. And, of course, there will be a synopsis of it in the paper in Wednesday's edition as well. And we will widely circulate this and look for links on our Facebook page, look for links on our Twitter feeds. And we hope you guys will participate because this is one of those things that's all about you. And appreciate Mike breaking it down for us. And, yeah, ask away. Thank you.
Thanks, Gabe.